Let's get back to the action on the Keystone Kickoff Show. Brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network. Get the best Penn State sports news and analysis at KeystoneSportsNetwork.com or download the Keystone Sports app from your smartphone.
Welcome back into the Labatt Blue Studio, Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Remember, bleed blue and white, drink blue and light, and try the new Labatt Blue Light Seltzer Variety Pack, now available at beer retailers throughout the state of Pennsylvania. It's quarter number three of the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by DraftKings Sportsbook. And while the holiday season may be winding down, there's no shortage of collegiate and pro sports action, and no better place to get in on all of that action than with DraftKings Sportsbook, America's top-rated sportsbook app. Celebrating this year's college football playoffs, DraftKings is giving all new users the chance to bet on any semifinal team to win the championship at 100-1 odds. That's right. You bet $1 on any semifinal team to win it all, and if your team wins, you cash $100. So download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app now. Use promo code KSN when you sign up to get 100-1 odds on any semifinal team to win it all. That's code KSN for new players for a limited time only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older. Pennsylvania only. Restrictions apply in partnership with Meadows Racetrack and Casino. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. It's now quarter number three of the Keystone Kickoff Show. I'm Jim Galante along with Dustin Hawkinsmith. Dustin, in quarter number three, in quarter number two, we talked about lessons learned on the offensive side of the ball. Now let's turn to the other side of the ball. Let's talk about defense and what we learned on the defensive side of the ball, especially during this early season losing streak. If you miss tackles, you allow opposing receivers to run free, you're going to lose ball games, right?
Who knew, right? It seems so. Yes. It seems so simple, and I really don't know what's to blame for that. I think there are some elements of 2020 and not getting spring practice and not getting adequate practice times with false positives and guys needing to sit out and all that. So part of that is there, but also, you know, I think tackling has been and slow starts have been issues beyond just this past season. So that's something that I don't know what needs to change as far as approach or coaching or prep during the week, but it's something that needs to change for the better. And you started to see some positive change, you know, in a lot of these areas when Penn State started winning in the second half of the year. But it's something that I think that Brent Pry and James Franklin really need to sit down and continue to mull that over this offseason and try to figure out what can be done differently to get the most out of this talent on defense.
Was that not supposed to be the conversation that they had last offseason, Dustin?
Yeah, boy, it really sounds like they explored so many things when it came to especially defending the pass. And that was something that I asked pretty much every starter on defense before the year. Brent Pry, you know, really, he hinted at tapping into other coaches and just trying to figure out whether it was personnel, whether it was pass rush, whether it was coverage, whether it was scheme, approach. Were they putting too much into the run game? And I really came out of, you know, hearing all this thinking, okay, well, they've got to make some strides in the right direction because they've worked extremely hard to try to get to the bottom of the communication and the scheme issues. And then they came out and it continued to be an issue even all through, even when they were winning. You know, Michigan State's quarterback coming in and looking like it was too easy for him. You know, that is an ongoing thing that they need to keep working on. I really don't believe that it's a talent issue. You look at the types of players that Penn State had in all these positions, cornerback, safety, linebacker up front, the pass rush. I don't know that they were lacking in pieces, whether those guys were ready for those roles or maybe they just weren't being put in the best spots to be successful. That's something that, again, they're going to have to do a lot of soul searching this offseason too.
Dustin, I started this segment with hard-hitting analysis that missed tackles and letting opposing receivers run free is a bad thing, all right? Now, here's some more in-depth analysis. You ready for this?
I think.
This defense missed Micah Parsons.
boy, you need to try to get that thought into somebody's hands that can do something with it, because that is truly groundbreaking. Now, and it's true. I thought they would miss him less than what they did, you know, oddly, because, you know, the number of guys that they have, the amount of talent that they still had left at linebacker. But I think what I learned was that basically there's just no making up for special ability. You know, I think Jesse Luketta had some down moments, had some bright moments, but just not Micah Parsons, and not a guy who, if they take false steps, can still make a play. Not a guy who can get from one sideline to the other so incredibly fast, who can close on ball carriers a split second faster than anybody else, who has just got that freakish ability and as much as anything, just capable of making a game-changing play at any moment. That was what Penn State lacked, you know, really up and down on the defense, but especially at linebacker. You knew they were going to miss him. To me, they missed him more than I thought they were going to.
I believe that is the lesson learned, that it wasn't just a case of losing that talent, but it was also that experience. And that kind of leads me to Brandon Smith. And I believe he was one of the reasons why a lot of us didn't think the Micah Parsons moving on would have such a negative effect as it did, because here's another special talent in Brandon Smith. But I think what I learned was, even a special talent, but a young, inexperienced guy, it may take a while before that talent comes to fruition. That certainly seemed to be the case with Brandon Smith.
Yeah, I think you get into a situation where you make assumptions like, well, this is a guy who played as a sophomore last year. He got meaningful game experience. He is obviously in a position to make a leap. You know, now as a starter, you start to make assumptions about when a guy is going to arrive. And I think in the last 3 or 4 weeks of the year, Brandon Smith did start to arrive, but he wasn't ready to be prime time, put the spotlight on him, make up for Micah Parsons' absence. He didn't straight up replace Micah Parsons, but in terms of star power, that's where a lot of people were looking, was for him to emerge. And it just didn't happen for him right away. I think 2021 is the year for him. But yeah, I think he showed that he still had some growth that he needed to go through as a player before he was ready to be a star. And that wasn't 2020. So they went, you know, they had some nice players at linebacker, but they really, truly did not have a star, maybe until the last couple weeks of the year.
And now, should we now take that lesson we learned about Brandon Smith, who we all agree has elite level abilities, but it took him a while. Can we now take that lesson and put it towards, say, Lance Dixon, who I think disappointed a lot of folks with his play, but maybe he just needs that experience to turn the corner also.
Yeah, he does need that experience. I think he needs that experience more than Brandon Smith needed that experience this year. So I think maybe it's next year, but you know, to play at the speed that he has requires just such a deep understanding of where he's supposed to be and what his responsibilities are, and play recognition. You know, the instincts just aren't really there yet, because he's still kind of a raw deal at linebacker. So I, to me, it's not that disappointing. It's not that surprising that he didn't really make the most of his physical ability, because you need so much more. I think even Micah Parsons would tell you over the course of maybe his first year or so on campus, he needed the game to slow down for him. And Lance Dixon probably is still in that place where an off season to kind of review his film and to get back to the basics and to you know, maybe try to build on what he did last year. Maybe 2021 is a year where he can start to let that raw ability fly.
Let's hope so for that, Dustin. Now let's talk about the defensive backfield. Let's start at cornerback, where Tariq Castro Fields was supposed to be the guy who anchored the position. He missed much of the season. I think we found out there's a lot of very young talent at cornerback.
Yeah, and you know, a lot of it came in that class in 2019. Keaton Ellis, Joey Porter Jr., Marquise Wilson, even Daquan Hardy, who him coming off the edge on a cornerback blitz looked like a deadly thing. And also, you know, they showed that they can rely on him. So I think this group is in really good hands. I think there are some other young players coming in behind them, but that group should be the one that powers the cornerbacks and really maybe even a strength of this defense next year and beyond because of all the football that they've played. Think about, you know, these guys still coming back as either they're still going to be sophomore or redshirt freshman eligibility next year, and the amount of quality snaps that all these guys have played. It's a really promising group that is an interesting mix of potential and already production that should only get better as they go on.
But we learned safety is very different than cornerback. There were two veteran guys who were the starters, Lamont Wade, Jaquan Brisker. I think we learned Lamont Wade was going to he struggled in coverage. We learned that by the end of the season, Jaquan Brisker became a pretty special player. But I'm not sure we're going to see either one of them for another season, Dustin.
I'd be surprised if either one of these guys comes back. And if they don't come back, then Penn State's got some searching to do to try to figure out who they do have and what they've got in a guy like Tyler Rudolph, for example. You also lost Trent Gordon in the middle of the year. So you're looking for bodies there. You've got Sutherland. You've got some interesting players there. But if you lose both of these seniors, I do think this is another position where Penn State could benefit by bringing another experienced senior type safety in and try to bolster this depth for a year while you develop some options behind them. Maybe Enzo Jennings is ready to be a starter or a big time contributor next season. They're going to need some good positive developments. And I do think you're going to need to tap into either junior college or the transfer market to try to give this depth a boost for next year.
There's no doubt about that, Dustin. And when James Franklin said they were going to go to the transfer portal looking for defensive ends and defensive backs, by defensive backs, I am positive what he meant was safeties, not cornerbacks, but safeties. And with the two seniors leaving, there was not a lot of depth last year. They're going to need someone to step up. They're going to need a couple guys either to step up or a couple guys coming in through the transfer portal to make up for that. So anyway, that is it for quarter number three, Dustin. In quarter number four, we're going to do our way too early look ahead to the 2021 season. Stick around.
For this year's college football playoffs, DraftKings, America's top-rated sportsbook app, is giving all new users the chance to bet $1 on any semifinal team to win the championship. And if your team wins, you cash $100. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app and use promo code KSN. That's code KSN for a limited time only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older, Pennsylvania only. Restrictions apply. In partnership with Meadows Racetrack and Casino, see DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
This is where the temperatures are unkind. This is where water freezes in the blink of an eye. This is where the wind bites harder than a mid-ice cross-check. This is where the beer is always on ice. This is Labatt Hockey, played the way Mother Nature intended. Labatt Blue is proud to support pond hockey and all the hardy souls that like to play it cool. This is Labatt Hockey.
Beer, Labatt USA, Buffalo, New York.